Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Hey, L'Oreal.
Hey, Eva. I love that shirt you got on. So cute.
Thank you. It's a twofer that I got from Macy's almost a year ago. You're looking extra silky and extra beautiful today, sis.
Thank you. You know, I'm just trying to keep up with my sis right here so we can take over the world together. You know how it goes.
You know, women, we girls, we run the world anyway. But what's been running amok during this week? Oh, my goodness. We got so much to undress. So apparently, Neo is allegedly involved in a four-way relationship. Not three, but four. We're definitely going to have to unpack that.
Plus, sounds right.
Jermaine Dupri, the one and only, the Southern King, him and Diddy may go head to head in a music battle. I'm looking forward to that. Take that. And Biggie Smalls' daughter, Tiana Wallace, she posts her boyfriend $1 million bail for a crazy incident, and we definitely need to undress that.
That's right. And speaking of undressing, she usually doesn't have pants on. Meg Thee Stallion says no one will love her like her mother. And it's a very touching interview that she did. Also, you know, each and every week it goes down in my DMs, L'Oreal's DMs. We're going to see who's creeping up in there this time, which I've seen some crazy ones that I don't even think I could share. But we also have our final question to undress. And you know, this happened.
And when you finally let that man go, you will realize that he had absolutely nothing to offer from day one, only lies and disappointments, which means that you had everything he wanted. He had nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Yep, it sure did. So it's going down. To make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And L'Oreal, speaking of Macy's, I feel like I have the plug and the load. It is that time of year. It is the ultimate shopping event. Macy's ultimate shopping event has arrived just in time for everything you need to cozy up for the fall. So if you forgot to get the kids a couple of things for school, don't worry, because right now, from August the 25th through August the 28th, you get 25% off of regular sale and the clearance items.
Plus, that's crazy.
Plus, you get the percentage off the beauty items too, 15%. So that's 25% off of pretty much everything from clothing, shoes, handbags, home decor, appliances. L'Oreal, you already know what you got to do. Check out Macy's.com. Our whole home, our closet, our bathroom, our drawers are laced. We want to get you laced like us. So go
everything
over to Macy's.com and get it for the low, low right now for the ultimate shopping event.
I'm not going to lie. Macy's.com is up on my browser right now, and I've been shopping as we've been talking. So
guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. You can't beat a good sale. And you know what else you can't beat?
What can be?
A four-way relationship.
Please do tell.
Yeah, listen, I don't even know, but Neo, apparently, this is his whole situation. A couple weeks ago, y'all know we talked about your girl.
Yes.
Crystal Renee.
Crystal Renee.
We talked all about her. And,
he's going to say Williams. We're going to go back to the maiden now. Crystal
damn.
Renee Williams, baby.
Damn. Okay, Miss Williams, if you're nasty. Mm. Well, she posted an Instagram post, you know, blasting Neo, her ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, and saying he was having extramarital affairs and rumored to have fathered a child with an outside skeezer. Well, I don't know if she's a skeezer or if he's a skeezer. But
skeeting happens.
It's some skeet. Going on out here, but there is some new going on. According to It's On Site, Neo is actually in an open relationship. That's why he felt as though he could do whatever to her, with three women who refer to themselves as, get this, sister wives. So unique.
Allegedly, Gloria, you are lying to me on this good day.
I'm telling you. They saying he moved on and he moved one woman closer to him, leading Crystal Renee to file for divorce. She was like, I'm not doing this no more. Like, now you're not only are you cheating on me, but now you being disrespectful and you bringing the
in. That's that Kendu Mary J. Blige stuff. Remember when Kendu brought that girl to L.A. when they moved to L.A. for a fresh start?
Yeah, it's giving Kevin Hunter. It's giving, we can name numerous guys that have done situations like this. Now, one of the women spoke up about him with the caption, I will eat his beep if he asks me to. You take good care of me and my babies, and I sometimes can't believe you got me living my dream life. I would never thought I would be in the arms of the man I was in love with since I was a little girl. I used to dream of kissing those big, beautiful lips. LMAO. Then she posted a video with the caption, I'm outside with daddy, # Laylo, # Neo. Well, that's not laying low. You just gave his name. Anyway, none of the other three women have spoken out yet on these allegations, or the other two. Do you believe that there's truth to these allegations, or are these women just looking for attention?
First of all, it sounds like he's sleeping with his fans.
Giving.
Second of all, the way that I am crafted, God didn't give me enough to have a sound mind here. When I tell you I would go ham, turkey, and cheese on everybody, I would be a whole fool. I mean, the airplane on the way in, whatever new house you done put in, whatever car she in, her, them kids, I would go ballistic. In what world is this okay?
In Neo's world. And to be honest, this is probably better for him. Obviously, he's not a faithful man. He's got caught cheating numerous times in this relationship and the last one. He does not need to be in a monogamous relationship or tricking anybody else to think they're in one either. So,
okay, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But you know what? I'm going to take you all the way back. In Undressing Room Podcast, you got my deep voice today, so you're going to get the real me.
Okay.
The other, so Floyd Mayweather, when he decided that he wanted to date three women, he was dating my homegirl at the time. That was his girlfriend, right?
Okay.
So he lived in a strip club, and he came to my homegirl and was like, look, I want two other chicks. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be equity across the board. And take care of everybody. What you get, they get. What they get, you get. But I don't want to lie. I don't want to creep. I'm not trying to be on no sleazy stuff. And I don't want to feel like I'm talking to people and not being honest with you. Mm-hmm. So I want to have two other women. So my homegirl was like, yeah, I'm not about that. She left and flew back to Miami quickly.
He
flew three women in, and all three of these women were complicit. And all three of these women, you know, now know them as very famous names in the business. Right. They have kids. They're with different men or whatever. But they were all down for it. And so all I'm saying is, what you want to do, sir, that ain't the problem. But you knew good and hell well she wasn't going to do that. So either decide that, like Diddy's new song, you got to move on and do that amicably and then go out and do what you're doing. But to mess it and muddy it when you have a brand new baby, you got sons, you got two other children by a beautiful woman who's moved on, and y'all all in the same place. Come on now.
I'm going to assume that the baby mom is one of the sister wives. Because...
Who?
One of the new baby mamas. The new.
Oh.
I'm going to assume she's in the sister wife gang. And I
maybe
mean,
maybe not,
at it.
Though. Maybe she on the upper echelon. Maybe like you only a certain level if you got the kids.
Well, that's true, too. Well, I don't know. If she's saying she's living her dream life and he's taking care of her, and she said my babies.
So you saw the plural.
I saw babies. So are those his babies, her babies, whatever have you? You moved out to go take care of another woman and her kids? That's crazy to me.
When you have a beautiful woman who literally cooks, cleans, teaches them babies, them ABCs, runs them back and forth. She gonna tell you she's so cool with her family, with his family. What are you doing?
But that's not the full package for him, because obviously he is not a man of one woman. This is something we've seen repeatedly with Neo. So it's either like you're going to accept him and love him with his flaws, which is a cheater, or you're going to move on. And that's what she's doing. These women accept him for the cheater he is. So, and he may not get the best quality women.
That's the problem.
Or maybe he will. We don't know. You need
better quality, and you need a lot more secrecy. Not secrecy as if you got to hide it from me.
Okay.
But just I shoot guns on the weekends, but I still don't walk around with my guns on my shoulders on a weekday. Like, you don't have to know what I did then today. A little bit of discretion. Like Mr. Gray from 50 Shades of Gray, Christopher Gray. He was all kind of freaking the sheets, but in the streets, he was a gentleman. He was buttoned up.
But Neo tried that. He did try to keep his vices inside. And what happened? Everyone put him on blast. You know what I mean? Even though it's like, y'all
but
know
But they
that
wasn't he, inside, though. That's the problem.
Let me tell you something. I'm not married to Neo, and I know Neo got vices. Like, so there's no way that Crystal could say she didn't know that he had vices. Stop. You might be getting lied to, but you're not dumb. Like, let's be clear. Like,
she was definitely being lied to because she's definitely not dumb. But the sad thing is you actually believe the people you love and took vows with you.
But that's because you want to believe them, not because you know that they're believable. It's because that's what you want to believe. So
if you don't have that, then you don't have a relationship because you wake up.
There
to
is
fight.
No relationship. You he got a relationship with everyone.
He for the streets.
He the streets. He the highways. four women. That's giving freeway.
Well, let me tell you something, Crystal. Right now, is looking better than she has ever looked in life. She is beyond talented. She's drop dead gorgeous. When it comes to being a mom and a woman, she got all of that. So sorry for you, bro, because she is a catch for anybody and she gets to her own bag. So there's that.
Sometimes that's not even what they're looking for. He wants freedom. That's obvious at this point. Like, that's why he has these several different women. He likes some sort of a commitment or some sort of a home, but he likes freedom. And at the end of the day, if you love something, I know it's easier said than done because she does love him.
Freedom equals monkeypox to me. With this twin pandemic going on, it's giving me monkeypox. It's giving me, ooh, what is that? It's giving me, ooh, let me call my doctor, Dr. Collier.
Yeah, that might give a little more than monkeypox, if you know.
What you thinking?
Incurable pox, if you know.
Ooh, the one that take that black pill. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's move on.
Oh my goodness. Just, you know what? It's just so sad when it comes to relationships, especially when you know it could have been beautiful and it could have been forever.
Yeah.
But what is forever are these hits. The hits will live forever. Diddy and Jermaine Dupri, they have an answer for Trilla. They have an answer for Versus. They got an answer for all of that. So in 2020, Fat Joe asked Jermaine Dupri if he would do a Versus with Diddy. Now, the internet has been asking for this for years because if you think about, you know, the hits versus the hits, that is an all-night party. And it looks like, L'Oreal, I know you, so I know you're going to be in the space to be. It looks like it's going down. On a recent IG Live, Brother Love himself, Diddy, and Jermaine Dupri both agreed to do a hit for hit show in the A. But catch this. This is not going to be an official Versus. This is just us.
Diddy Versus said, is canceled, they said now.
Yes, because Versus of this big lawsuit going on between Triller and Swiss and them trying to figure out where this money is at. Well, on a recent IG Live, Diddy and Jermaine Dupri asked each other to go hit for hit on the show. And Diddy said, look, JD, if you want that smoke, then you can get that smoke anytime. I mean, since we ain't effing around with, you know, Versus no more. And since because they effing around with our boys, then we don't even need to go against each other. Let's come together and let's do that bad boy so deaf in Atlanta. And it ain't no Versus. We just talking hit for hit. This is the best idea of 2020. Let me just say, when you get all a bad boy in Atlanta and then you get so deaf. I mean, I can see Brat Tat Tat and Judy right now pulling up in one of them Rolls Royce styles.
I'm pulling up with them. I'm going to be in the back.
Oh my goodness. Think about all, because this is not like a Jermaine Dupri versus Diddy. This is the whole so deaf versus all a bad boy. I mean, total. I mean,
Mary J. Blige,
Shine came down on the beats.
Big Mace. We could Faith, go. Does Justin Faith, Com- not Kim. Justin Christian Combs? Oh. King Combs.
Oh. When I tell you, I mean, and then we can go to R&B. Usher, you petty. You petty.
What?
Being way inside love. Demand to my You talking Escape. Huh. You talking Brat Tat Tat. You talking
Mariah.
Usher, Mariah, mm-hmm. 112, Maze. Oh my God. I just didn't catch my breath and I'm taking off to work the next day.
You know what I'm happy about though, Eva? Because Diddy was, I don't know where in planet Earth he was when he thought this, but he had actually said Jermaine Dupri wasn't big enough to be the person to go up against him, that he wanted somebody bigger. This was originally. Now
he was
that's
talking
when
mess.
He definitely wasn't everybody, because he was like, oh, I'll be anybody in Versus. And everybody kept saying Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri said he wanted to smoke. I spoke to Jermaine Dupri on the Morning Hustle show. He said he wanted to smoke, and Diddy kept turning it down. And now that Diddy got a new album, so he gotta push that. Now R&B is dead, and now he wants to battle Jermaine Dupri. You're not slick, Diddy.
See, this is the thing. Diddy songs, no collabs, versus JD songs, no collabs. I don't mean like Diddy with Mary and Diddy with Mason, Betha. I mean like just Diddy. And then JD, like not Usher, not Brat, not Mariah. Who
then both of them would
win?
Be crickets, okay? Then nobody would be watching.
So the point being, it's always going to be about the whole crew. And that's the beauty of, to me, of Black music and the way we have really done East, West, North, and South. You can't think of Fat Joe without thinking of Remy Ma. It's like, it's the squad. Right. Individually, they're dope, but it's so much beauty in the unity. So I can't wait to see, you know, Bad Boy, because who you going to root for?
I mean, you know, I'm New York all day.
I
mean, I love Brat, though. So that's something that will kind of just make me cheer for them. You get
Usher.
It's
Brat Tat Tat.
I love the whole gang over there. But, you know, Brat is family to us. So it's a little different. But I'm not going to lie. Bad Boy is my childhood. Like, Bad Boy is like total. My childhood.
But Escape.
Can't you see for the talent show with two of my other friends. You know what I mean? So I gotta, and Big is my favorite rapper. So I'm gonna have to go Bad. Oh, Mary's my favorite singer. So I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna pick Mary over Mariah. And I'm not saying she could sing better, because we know that ain't the truth.
All I want to say is get y'all booster Mary. Shots and get y'all vaccinations, because it is going down. Welcome to Atlanta.
Hey.
It's gonna be the Bad Boy for Life versus So Def. Oh my God. They might even bring out some like Outkast. You might get a little stank on you. You never know.
But they gotta end it with the Welcome to Atlanta remix, where Puff was on top of Madison Square Garden. Now, you want to hear the craziest thing? Because obviously I did music before. We was trying so hard.
You still
to
do music, and you're going to still be a huge star, and I'm going to be in your music video.
I do still do music.
I'm going to be in your music video.
We got to talk about that another time.
The homegirl link up.
No, cool. But I, look, Eva, this is how serious it was for me. I thought about bringing a ladder to Madison Square Garden and running on top of it. And I'm like, as long as we get the shot, we planned it out and everything. I had a whole crew. They was like, I'm like, yo,
crazy.
They can arrest me. As
you
long
crazy.
As I get the shot, I don't care. Right. But I didn't want to go to jail for real. I was full of crap. So I
know. No, you know, you go to jail with edges. You come back snatched. Please don't go to jail. The way your hair is set up.
No, L'Oreal you didn't see and that Rikers. Picture. You didn't
I cannot
see that
see
fed picture. With what? The girls, and they had the badonkadonkdonks out.
Yo, they look good.
See?
Sis, whoever working in the cafeteria right now, mama, they out there kicking it. You would fare well as a person. I think your spirit would get along with Rikers, but I think the way, like, I know you, and there is no sushi in Rikers, so you're going to get real. When they hit
work.
You with that fish stick,
that
you're going to get real
I'm
upset.
I'm going to be 2 pounds then.
It's not going to go down. Now, I do need everybody to understand what's going on. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor. Go on over and check out our personal Macy's shopping page. It's super easy. Go to Macy's.com/the Undressing Room. And we were just talking about Biggie, who your favorite.
We were.
His daughter is in the news. I know you got the skinny on that. What's going
on? Yeah. Which I love her. That's like my little, like, I love her. That's my little boo right there, Tiana Wallace. Well, she basically shut the internet down the other day when she decided to post her $1 million bail for her $1 million boo. Okay. So he ain't had $1 million, but his bond actually was $1 million. So she put up her $1.5 million home. Now, this is not only her boyfriend, he's also her child's father. She recently had a daughter, and he's the father of that child. Now, he was arrested after attempting to flee a routine traffic stop due to a suspended license. So he was sitting there. He was illegally parked at an intersection, and he has like a loud exhaust, dark tint. So the cops came up to him, and he did provide them with whatever was necessary. Unfortunately, when they were on their way back, they was like, listen, step out the car. And when he heard that, he took off. Now, when he took off and they realized he had that suspended license, he took off and actually ran over three people, or hit three people, I should say. Those three people was a mother, her child, who was only 2 years old, and a delivery person. Now, he kept it moving, and 6 days later, he finally surrendered to the police because they had pictures of the car, they had everything, and they were looking for him. Now, a day after arraignment, Tiana posted the $1 million bond by putting up, like I said, her $1.5 million Brooklyn home, and then he was released. Now, would you post your significant other or friend's bail if it was $1 million? So Mike's or your close friend, me, or, you know, Shanika, would you post that $1 million, even if it was a case like this?
Well, see, this is the thing. You are presumed innocent until found guilty. So presumption of innocence is, that's one of the things that we are not given. Yeah, but even in the video, you never know. The man might have had a seizure, might have had something that make that leg go down. My husband, defense attorney. So for me, it could have been something. Something could have fell hot on your lap while you were in the car, and it ended up making you, what happened happened. But the difference between it being murder or vehicular manslaughter or whatever it is, money is a means to an end. The only reason I have money is so that I can make things happen. It's sitting in my bank account. It's beautiful, but it's for when you need something. It's for we want to go somewhere. So if I have the means to, and it's a no-brainer. You lock my husband up, get ready to let him out and get some hand sanitizers because we got all that bail. Yes, I am paying it. Yep, I'm paying it.
Yeah, I feel like the only way that you're not paying it is if you don't love that person.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to put your arm up, your leg up, your this, your that, but... I mean,
if you got a call right now, Lo, and it was like, okay, so even not on the podcast because they got her locked up in Fulton County, her bail is $50,000. We can't find Mike. I already know you up there.
One time I didn't, though. And I will say, I was just starting out in my career, and I had a friend that was looking at my outside, you know, what was going on around me. And I was dating a guy that had a good amount of money, but it was a street dude, and it was street money, you know? So
and she got a lot. I remember this story. She needed that money.
Yeah, you think you got a lot of money till you got to pay to connect, and then you don't have none, right? So she hit me for like 20 racks, and it was just something that I didn't have. So I had to say no, you know? And
was it a Friday? Because if it was a Friday, she had to stay there till Monday.
It was worse. It wasn't even, and it was like a Brittany Griner situation. Yeah, but I didn't have it. Like, there was nothing I could do. And he was my new boyfriend at the time. So he wasn't finna give me $20,000.
She was out the country, sis.
Yeah, and she didn't even know him. So there wasn't even no way he was gonna be like, here, you know, let me just help your friend. So it was, I was like, yo, I have something on it. Don't get me wrong, but can you rally the troops and get other people?
Oh, that's nice, though. You gave some. Yeah. I mean, you gave what you could
do. No, she ended up being like, nah, don't even worry about it. So I don't know if it was
She found the money?
No, I don't know if it was because maybe she couldn't find the rest of it, or she decided because either way, she was going to have to go back and do the time. So maybe she just looked at it like, let me just do the time and get it out the way before I cost everybody money. Because you wasn't getting that money back. This wasn't America. So the money was just going to be done.
Okay, so you repose another question. Now,
that's a little different.
That's a different question because, you know, you put your $1 million house up. You know that I know you're going to end up going to court.
You're not going nowhere,
You know what I'm saying? You're not going nowhere. And the moment, the difference between you being able to go home, shower, use that purple shampoo for your beautiful hair. Make sure that tone stay right. And, you know, I know what you're used to. I know the life that you're used to. And so dealing with that kind of stress on top of the conditions and with the presumption of innocence still there, I'm not leaving you in jail. But if we out the country and I'm not getting this money back.
You're not getting it back.
I got to talk to the lawyer first.
Yeah, we got to see something else because I don't know about it. I don't know. That's why you got to choose your friends wisely. Like, and is this a person that does this or is this somebody that really fell into a situation that was beyond them? Because that's the difference too. She was doing things that would have landed someone in that position. You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't sound like it, though. Like, whatever the warrant is, this sounds like, honestly, it sounds like a fluke situation. I must say, I have been at, like, say, the corner driving, right? And you're supposed to turn right. And you didn't notice somebody in the crosswalk or they hopped out. You know what I'm saying? And by the grace of God, like, you hit the brake real fast and you didn't end up hitting them or something. But the likelihood of something like that happening is not unlikely, especially New York City, especially with all the traffic. They were not in a crosswalk. 2 seconds later, the lady that was behind a car is pulling up through with a stroller. Like, how are you supposed to see that if you are too preoccupied? So that's why I would play up. Tiana, you did your thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm pretty sure you panic. Like, if the first thing you hear is, like, you panic and you just drive, I'm pretty sure the only, okay, and I know these people have families, and obviously they're very seriously injured right now, but, like, ultimately, if I'm thinking about my loved one, a guy with a brand new baby is not going to be like, oh, there's a baby, let me run it over. Like,
exactly. It wasn't on purpose. It was an accident.
I think it was just a go. Like, oh, they're coming to lock me up. Go.
I mean, what he did was hands down completely wrong. But I don't think there was a moment in his spirit where he thought about, let me go and hurt somebody and hurt these people.
Nah, I couldn't imagine that. And then for him to surrender, like, if he did want to do that and that was his intentions, no way. He would have been on the run still to this day. She
that
wouldn't have
$2 million house money. They would have been in the Bahamas.
They would have been somewhere that wasn't here. That's for good damn sure. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. What's going on, Eva?
So let's talk about what's going on with the one, the only, the beautiful Meg Thee Stallion. Now, she recently did an interview. And I remember when Meg first stepped on the scene, one of the things that I knew about her was that, yeah, she was a dope rapper, but she was drop dead gorgeous. She was still in college and she had just lost her mother. Mm-hmm. And to see somebody with all of that going on with the rising star, it just made me really zero in and focus on the greatness that is her. So Meg did a recent interview and she spoke about how much it hurts for her not to have her mother with her, to be supportive and to be her cheerleader. But she also knows that she shares an opinion. Listen to this audio.
I really realized that my mama was really driving the car for a long time. Like, I didn't even have to think about too many things when mama was with me. I feel like it's just recently that it's clicking to me, like, who can I ask anything to? Like, first of all, because I still don't want to put people in my business. Like, when I'm going through something personal, I'm like, I just gotta pray because I don't even know who I could ask. Like, who can I ask about this situation? Like, and who do I trust? When I would do something good, my mama could say, good job. I feel like by now I would have been able to, like, get my together when I talk about my mama, but every time I talk about my mama, I cannot hold it together. And she was just so cool, and I just trusted her so much, and her opinion just meant so much to me. And I just feel like when she would say I did a good job, it would feel like, okay, I did that. Like, I did a good job. But now when I do, it's like, okay, like, what's next? Because I don't know if I'm doing that good of a job.
And I feel so bad for Megan. Oh. I feel like it really paints, like, what she's been going through and how hard people have been on her. And what they don't realize is that I know Meg never went anywhere without her mother. Her mother was a rapper first, so she taught her a lot of what she knew. And she managed her and she, you know, did everything with her mom. And what I do believe happened with Meg was she was at a point in her career where it started taking off when her mother died, even though they worked so hard for it and it happened when she passed that she really took off. I feel like she just buried herself in the work and in the music and in everything. And you're going to, I feel like she's going to cry forever every time she mentions her mom, but she never took the time to grieve. You know what I mean? We just seen Meg just keep going and drinking and certain instances or situations that I'm pretty sure she's in right now, maybe she wouldn't even been in had she took some time to really grieve and to heal. And obviously healing is, you're not going to completely heal, but like that was, so, I can't even imagine.
My heart breaks for her. I mean, imagine. It's like, and it can't even compare to that. It's like when you go out into the world and all these people tell you you're beautiful and you really only want to hear it from that one person.
Right.
Or, you know, the whole world said, oh my God, that was so good. You did such a good job. It don't matter until your mother says it.
That's
like
right.
When my mom calls me after watching my show or watching something that I did or anything, and she goes, Eva, oh my God, that was, I mean, I am so proud of you. It is better than any award. It is better than the fattest check. It is better than a head nod or recognition from the biggest star. Cause that's why you do it. You do it because there's that little girl in you that always wants that validation from your mommy. And so to see her at such a high level in her career, having done so well, having broken so many barriers, and to have all the money and to look over and your mommy not there, I can't imagine that.
I don't even like to talk. Like, I'm so funny about this. Because, like, I don't like to talk about anything to do with, like, my mother or her not being here. Because, like, my mother, she survived from breast cancer. And, like, my dad, like, he passed. And, like, I had, like, a weird relationship with him. So, like, my mother is kind of, like, all I have. Like, my grandparents been gone. My, like, I have uncles. But, like, it's literally just my mother.
Your mama,
I mean?
Beautiful, too.
So, and I love my mom.
Mother's Day.
Thank you. And but one thing I will say is, like, sometimes I have to check myself. Because my mother lives really close to me. And, it like, sometimes I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, I'm 12 still. Like, I got rules. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. But it's, like, because she's right there, sometimes it's overwhelming. But then, like, whenever I hear things like this, I check myself on my own. I'll be like, yo, you need to be grateful because that she even is that much, like, whatever, overbearing at sometimes. Because there's some people that would love to say two words to their mama and they can't. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say cherish your time with your parents, whether you got a good relationship or not. Because even like when my dad, everybody would tell me like, yo, you're going to regret it. Because he was sick for a long time. So like I knew, you know, eventually. But it was like everybody would tell me like, yo, piece it up. And I did try, but like it just didn't work out that way. And I do, like, I would always say, like, I'm not going to regret it. He was so mean. He's this, he's that. I'm never going to regret it. I'm never going to regret it. And it don't matter whether it's 1 year later or 15, in my case, you know, that I'm like, damn, they was right.
Maybe,
you know what I mean? Like, I would, but you can't take it back. So at the end of the day, you know, love on your peoples, love on your family, especially.
And no matter how big you get in, you know, whatever your respective career is, Fortune 500 company, you got your own business, you're a big accountant. Yeah. At the end of the day, all of this stuff, it really, because I'm back at home right now and I'm doing one of those reconnect, remind you what it's all about moments.
Right.
And all the rest of this stuff, it's fun, but it's like the playground. It is not really what it's all about. And if you are blessed enough to still have your family, you're blessed enough, know that the biggest celebrities are wishing to have the simplest things that you have. The people out here you see on the cover of all these magazines, Meg, what she would get to have her mama standing backstage. So
I bet you she would give up her whole entire career.
Everything. So cherish what you got and look at this glass a little more optimistic in life, because you've got things that are priceless, though people have things with big price tags.
Mm-hmm. Woo, we done got deep. We done not even
girl,
we done went deep, deep. Okay, shout out to all the mamas out there, though, the mamas, mamas, baby mamas, mamas.
Mamas, mama, yes. Now, can I get in to see if somebody's baby daddy is up in your DMs? Because they be flagrant. I need to know what is going on in L'Oreal's DM right now, because it's a summer switch. We're getting into the fall season. We are literally like tiptoeing up, like into
cuffing season.
Yes.
hope I got a different glow on me that says leave me alone, because I want to. I'm already might be cuffed, but I will say,
is that the glow?
I didn't say no. Not like soon, but
is
like
that. This just in: breaking news.
No, listen, I thought it was that Olay Regenerist. I don't jinx anything.
Okay, we're not jinxing anything, but whatever has happened, I am loving the happy that is inside you, because it is exuding to your pores and giving a glow that's silky here. I like the little python print you got. What are they? You're giving me all the feels, friend.
I'm like walking around with like heart eyes. Like,
oh, let me see your wrist. Let me see if you cuffed.
I'll see. Oh, well, you know, I got the Van Cleef. Let's do this. Those my Van Cleef.
That's a cuff. That's a cuff.
Okay, so I do want to really quickly shout out somebody that is a new fan to the show, High Maintenance Inc. She said that she was going to slide in my DM because she just started listening to the Undress and Run podcast. She said she wanted to see who I was, what I look like. She said she's a new fan. So shout out to her. She said she loves how real we are on this podcast, and she loves the opinion. So keep them coming. So shout out to her, because I always also love when our listeners show love to us. So that's really dope. Now, I wanted to know if you thought that this was creepy, because it happened to me two different times. So I'll read them back to back. Okay. So I was in Jamaica this past or a week or two ago, and a guy reached out. And then I was also in a restaurant here in Atlanta, and apparently somebody decided to slide in my DM them too. So tell me if you think these are creepy, or if these are just like normal when you see somebody and just kind of miss them. So the one guy said, I'm not trying to sound creepy, which starts off creepy already. Like whenever you say that, it's like, I am being creepy, FYI. So I ain't trying to sound creepy, but I follow you and I'm in the grill as well. What is the vibes for tonight out here? I'm trying to link. Now, that was one. Okay, but look at this one. So this guy was apparently, and I was in a restaurant called Rocksteady. You know Rocksteady.
Yeah, love Rocksteady.
So he hit me and he said, the big head dude won't stop talking to you in Rocksteady. He messed up my shot. Like, what? First of all, I don't even remember a guy talking to me in Rocksteady. No big head guy. Whoever this big head guy was.
Yeah, L'Oreal, guys try to holler at you all day, so you would not remember him.
Yeah, but do you think that this is weird that you're sitting right there and you decide to DM me?
That was funny. I'm sorry. The big head guy is all in the way. I can't shoot my shot. That was funny.
I thought it was funny too, but I was like, oh, you're a coward too, because you didn't come over to me, so I can't rock with that. I need somebody with some little bit, you know, with a little bit of...
Well, you got to think about it too, though. I'm not mad at the boy who chose not to shoot his shot and send him the message instead, because, I mean, you got to wait for your turn. And just because he's there and he's in around your space does not mean he deserves to be in your space. And you got to wait till opportunity avails itself. And if you are holding court with somebody else, he wouldn't want someone to come in and shoot their shot in the middle of conversation. So I appreciate the respect, but I think it's hilarious. He wanted to make sure he commemorated the moment by sending you that message.
He went in on the dude for no reason. He threw him under the bus. What if that was my husband? I would have been mad as hell. Like, really?
I like him. And he likes good food, because he was at the spot we like. So
I'm not
going
to lie. You might be onto something there. Now, then it's always somebody takes it too far, right?
Uh-oh.
Like you always give somebody an inch. They take a whole yard. So first he said, you have an amazing look and a lot of flavor. Just wanted to show you love. Okay. That's fine. I like that.
It's true. No
then
cap.
He says, soon as I get wealthy, I'm going to come and spoil you. You're the first on my bucket list. So I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's not bad.
Then he said, how big of a bag do I have to drop to sleep with you?
Oh, okay. That's bad. He slow rolled that thing.
From the window to the floor.
To the wall.
And step on your ass. Like,
the sweat drop down my ow. Listen, sorry.
Why would he think this?
The second one wasn't bad, though. The second one wasn't bad, because that sometimes these men think that just because they're a man and that you're a woman, that you could have anything. So the idea, like, let me go and bring something to the table. Let me go pull up a little bit. Then
but then
come
he really
back.
Brung the bag to the table, and now we're disrespected.
Well, now he want to know, like, how much do I need to withdraw? Because now it sounds like you're trying to proposition.
It's giving prostitute.
It's giving Tutu. It's giving you work at Club Eden.
It's giving the ranch. What's the name of the ranch?
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch. I don't work there. I don't work there. I work at Macy's.
No. They don't do hairs like that. Yeah, right. You shop at Macy's. They don't sell those clothes.
They don't sell those clothes at Macy's. Get the hell out of here. I blocked him. Like, I
you had three
to.
Levels in your DMs. You got
can you
like
believe
a,
that?
Yes. They went there.
You said you can believe it.
I believe it. I listen to this every week. It's the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. If you want to slide into L'Oreal's DM, please do me a favor and do so. This is not normally what I'm supposed to say, but I enjoy her DMs so much. Shout out to the new listener. Thank you, sis. You know, we ain't right. We ain't wrong. But we do think and feel how
we're
we feel.
A mess. But if you do want to slide in my DM, it's at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. And we'll definitely read you trying to shoot your shot, male, female, husband, wife, blood, crip. We take them all.
We take them all. Vice Lord, Gangsta Disciples.
Gang, gang, gang.
We do have the wildest and funniest question to undress now.
Oh, Lord.
Why do you think that older men go after younger women? I have my reason. Ooh, okay. I cannot wait to tell my reason. But this woman shares her take. Listen to this.
A lot of grown men date young girls to avoid that grown woman pressure. See, every man want to believe that he's an alpha man until it's time to do what alpha men do, like provide, protect, produce. So when that grown woman put pressure on that wannabe alpha man, who's usually a weak man, he runs to a weaker woman. The woman that he can control her mind, the woman that self-esteem is low, the woman he can manipulate, use, and abuse. Yes, that woman. See, ladies, you could be too much for a man. You could be too independent. You could be too accomplished. You could be too established. You could be too confident that you have to send that man back to the basic women that they're comfortable with. And when you finally let that man go, you will realize that he had absolutely nothing to offer from day one, only lies and disappointments, which means that you had everything he wanted. He had nothing.
Oh, that was me. But my voice sounded different.
Girl, we could go ahead and just stop the show right now.
I don't even have nothing else to say.
Girl, when I tell you, queen, mother, whoever you are, goddess from above on this earth that we dwell, you are the spirit animal of all us independent women. You are the answer to T.D. Jakes's craziness. You are the one, sis, at the end of the day. These men in their late, in their early 50s, men, because the 40s still try to play with the young one.
Yeah.
But it, you know, in their age range. But it's when they have realized they have cracked over that 50 mark. They got money in their pocket, but don't nobody want them.
Love.
What do you do with that? So, and they don't want you because you at 50, at 53, at 55, have still yet to figure out your personal maturity. You took two things from the key of life that they taught you, which was to get money and to shave. You did those two. But as far as finding maturity, being a actual man, which means reciprocity, which means that same ear you want her to shut up and use to listen, you need to learn that ear and learn how to shut up and listen. That same consideration you want her to have for when you walk into the house after work, you have to have for her when she walks into the house.
Come on now.
Equity across the board. A lot of these men, they don't want that. That's why you want a lesser woman so that you can do lesser things, because God forbid she come to the table with a bank like your bank, with provisions like your provisions. So now it's not the money we need from you. It's the actual consideration. It's the actual holding my hand. It's the actual encouragement and advice. And a lot of y'all, sweetheart, y'all ain't got that. Y'all got money.
Exactly.
But that's it. That's it.
Stripping that away, you have almost nothing. And most people, that's why they lead with it so hard, because they know that they have nothing else to bring to the table. It's the money. You want to be flashy. You want to throw money at people and do things like that. I mean, in desperate times, a lot of people do that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? A lot of people use money or this and that to go over somebody. But when it comes to needing somebody that's your equal and it doesn't have nothing to do with money, they can't meet up to the table when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Nope.
So I feel those guys that go out and find the women that are not as mature, that'll let different things slide, that look at him like he really knows what he's talking about because he's older, they crave that because it's some sort of like an affirmation for them to know
and
that
they're not well endowed. Let's just say it.
Come on, and that too.
I mean, it's the Undressing Room podcast. It's our show. most of these men out here leading with money and that need young girls, 9 times out of 10, are immature personally and not well endowed. Because exactly. you were, we would deal with a lot more
we
stuff.
Would
deal,
we would put up with a lot
you
more.
You were slanging, but you're not. So you get your big car so that that could be your big blank energy. Because
and it's the worst sitting down with a grown doofus. Like I dated a bimbo before and he was like fine and everything. And I thought, you know, we've had conversations and I'm like, no, I really like this guy. And then when I started actually dating him, I'm like, this is the same conversation we had day one. Like, you don't have no substance. Like, you don't, there's none. Nothing more to you, but then right here, like your mm-hmm. looks and your one half a conversation that you probably got all the girls with this, and then that's it. You don't
that's
know
all.
Nothing. Business-wise, I can't bounce ideas. When it comes to serious matters...
But see, that's the fight, though, L'Oreal. If you really look at the dating landscape in the dating world, and they're saying, like, there aren't any good Black men out there. There aren't any good Black women. No, they're both. They're amazing Black men, and they're amazing Black women.
That's right.
The problem is Black women have stepped up, and what we require of a man is not just a flashy car and a paid off condo. Mm-hmm. So our requirements have gone up because our standards have gone up because we've leveled up. So we out here, but bruh, that's not enough. And that's why these older men, when they see women like us in our late 30s and our early 40s, mid 40s that are doing it for themselves, they don't even want a woman whose brain has actually gotten to the place
no,
of proper
don't.
Development mm-hmm. like ours have. They want a young girl that eats cereal on the bed, waiting for you to come home, asking they need get your nails money. Like
that's
I went
right.
to go change my phone the other day, and this guy was like, "Your nails look great. How much are they?" Because I just gave my girl money for her nails. I was like, "What?
Listen,
where are they doing that? That is a child thing. That's why they date young
very
girls.
Very childish. Very childish. Yeah, because nail money is gonna move her, and I need mortgage down payment." On a house money. And so
I need
what
new
to do,
land money because my house
I
is paid
land
off
money.
Money. Let's go.
I need land money. And then we could do this together. I don't even need you to do the whole thing. And that's why you can't get me because you can't move me with the money because I got my own.
No, because she got rough flat tires. She a different kind of girl. They don't
you
know,
get,
low.
You get what I'm saying? And they always got a nail in them.
I know. No. They run flat. You got that
but
good road side. You got that good road side.
Yo, you're crazy. So look, if they want to send us a question to Undress, what do they got to do?
Oh, it's super duper simple. That was our final question to Undress. And if you would like us to undress your final question, do us a favor. Go on over to Instagram. Go to The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us. And boom, super easy. That's your way to be featured. Lo, who they listening to?
They listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by, you already know, Macy's.
Macy's.
Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. We gonna get out of here, right?
We do.
Bye.
Gotta go. Bye. The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires. J.R. Davis and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.